The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tafyud Beis. The Mishnah here increases in Tafyud Beis and Midbeis talks about the halacha that's known as the halacha of Kedei Achilas Pras. And this halacha means that whenever the Torah says that there's certain things that you're not allowed to eat, and the Torah says that in order to be over the Avera, in order to get the punishment, to get Malchus, and other Einshim, a person is required to eat the appropriate shear. Most of the time, the shear is a Kezias, and by drinking, the shear is a Revius. So the Torah says that you have to eat the shear of Kezias, the shear of a Revius. So the Mishnah over here says that this shear does not have to be eaten all at one time. A person does not need to swallow the entire kezayis, the entire revius at one second, in one shot. Instead, if a person eats the amount of a kezayis over the time period that it takes for a regular person to eat a pras, which the Gemara says half a loaf of bread, which is equal to either 3 eggs or 4 eggs, over that time period, if a person eats the kezayis in that amount of time, he has considered the zayver the veir, and then he will get punished. That is the halacha that we find kol Torah kulo, that the shir achilah is kedei achilas pras. It's not only for averus, it's also for mitzvahs as well. We know for the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. There's a mitzvah on the first night of Pesach to eat a kezayis of matzah. And a person can fulfill the mitzvah of eating kezayis of matzah so long as he eats the entire kezayis in the amount of time of kedei achilas pras. Now, the halach of kedei achilas pras is primarily said by food. A person is eating food, and a person has to eat that shear. It's the shear of a kezayis. Whatever the shear is, he has to eat it in the amount of time it takes to eat a kedei achilas pras. What is the shear for drinking? If a person is drinking, and a person, in order to be over in Isser, or to mikayim, or to be obligate himself in a bracha achrayna, person has to have a shear of revius, or a different kind of shear. What is the amount of time that a person has to drink in order to obligate himself in a bracha, or in order to be over the avera, or in order to be mikayim a mitzvah, if he has to drink a revius? So there's a Rambam is in Hilchos Trumas Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, says, when he's discussing the halachos of, it's actually, he's discussing the iser of a non-Kayin who's not allowed to eat Truma. So if he says if a non-Kayin eats Truma and eats Kezayis with Truma in the amount of time of Achilas Pras, he will be Chayiv. And if he says that similarly, if Mitchilas Shtia Rishayna at Soif Shtia Achrayna, if the amount of time it took to drink from the beginning of his drinking until the completion was Kidei Shtia Servius, then Harayelu Mitzdarf from the Kezayis. That's Mitzdarf. So the Rambam says that the sheer tziruf, to combine your drinking into one action, is different than the sheer of Achila. When it comes to eating, the sheer is Kedei Achilas Pras. When it comes to drinking, the sheer is Kedei Shtias Revius, the amount of time it takes to drink one Revius. Now, being that most of the time we're talking about someone who's drinking a revius, and the amount of time it takes to drink a revius, so then basically that means the amount of time it takes to drink it at one shot. Because if a person is drinking, it doesn't take him that long to drink. So the amount, the sheer shtias revius, is a lot smaller than the sheer kedei achilas pras. The sheer kedei achilas pras is different opinions. The most lenient opinion says that the sheer kedei achilas pras is a chasim sefer that says it can be up to 9 minutes. The most stringent opinion says that kedei achilas pras may even be when it's already 2 minutes. The common psak halacha is that it's somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes. But the shir shtias revius that the Rambam says when it comes to drinks is a lot smaller, is a lot shorter than the zman of kedei achilas pras. And that is the shir of kedei shtias revius. The Ravid over there disagrees with the Rambam, And the Ravid says that, no, even by drinking, the shear is not Kedesh Tiyas Revius. The shear is the regular shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. And if you have 2 minutes, or three, four, up to 9 minutes, in order to eat the Kezayis, in order to eat Mitztarif, the same halacha would apply to drinking, that you'll have the same amount of time in order to complete drinking, in order to be Chayiv, in order to be Yotze, whatever he needs the Tziruf of Kedei Achilas Pras for. And that's a very fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, there's a very, very big machloikis between early Achronim regarding a very common application of this halacha. And that is the halacha of, so we know that just like that a person who eats, he has to make a bracha achroina, so if someone drinks the requisite amount, he has to make a bracha achroina as well. The sheer how much food a person has to eat in order to make a bracha achroina is a kezayis, and that kezayis needs to be eaten the kedei achilas pras. If it takes him more than kedei achilas pras, then it's as if he ate less than the kezayis, and then on less than the kezayis there is no bracha achroina. And similarly by drinking, the halacha will be that if somebody drinks in order to make a bracha achroina, he has to drink a revius. How quickly does he have to drink the revius? This will depend upon the machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, he has to drink the entire Revius very quickly, in a very short time, the amount of time it takes to drink a Revius. According to the Ravid, even if the amount of time it takes him is more than Kedei Shtiyas Revius, it took him a long time, it took him up until this man, the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras, that will be Mitztarif. And if he drinks the Revius in that time, he will be obligated to make a bracha achroino. Otherwise, he will not be obligated in making a bracha achroino at all. The Sefer Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, which was early Achroin, 1600s, has it's primarily a pirush. Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is a pirush on the last parak of Yuma. In Yuma Daf Peah Amud Beis, he brings a suffix. He says he's not sure what's the halacha when it comes to drinking coffee. Now, he is one of the earliest people to speak about the shiloh because coffee beans were not discovered. They were discovered in America in the 1500s. So that's when the shiloh first came. The shiloh first began. What's the way that people usually drink coffee? They grind up the coffee beans and they mix it with water. And the person drinks the water that has absorbed the flavor of the coffee beans. And usually it's something that you drink hot. So a hot drink, it takes a long time to finish if it's a cold drink. So it's easy. It's not difficult for a person to drink the entire amount in the Shir Kedei Shtiyas Revius. Definitely in the time period of Kedei Achilas Pras. But when you have a drink which is hot, then it takes much longer time for a person to finish drinking the entire amount. So the question is, when a person drinks a revius of a hot drink, he specifically speaks about coffee, but the shayla is not only specifically by coffee, the shayla would be by any hot drink, it would be by tea, by any drink that a person drinks hot and usually drinks slowly. So he says that such a drink, it's so hot, it's impossible to even drink it in the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. He says, Yefshel Shtoiso, Bechdei Achilas Pras. So a person drinks it normally, the normal way for a person to drink takes a very long time. So maybe we'll say that over here the halacha is different. On the one hand, we have the halacha, the most lenient you can be is say like the Ravid, that the shear is Kedei Achilas Pras. If it takes him longer than Kedei Achilas Pras to finish drinking, to drink a revius, so then he won't be able to make a bracha achroina. Or maybe we'll say, no, this is the way that you usually drink this food, this drink. That usual way of drinking takes a much longer time. So perhaps we will say that we'll give you a leniency over here and we'll say that you will be able to mitztaref everything that he drinks, because that's the normal shear of drinking such a thing when it's hot, is and that's the normal amount of time it takes. If the normal time it takes in 5 minutes, and 5 minutes is more than Kedei Achilas Pras, then we'll say that it'll still be able to be mitztaref and he will be able to make a bracha achroina. So this is the suffix of the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, and he wants to prove his point from a Gemara that we're the Gemara over here and Daf Yigimah Mid Aleph, when the Gemara discusses the halacha of Kedei Achilas Pras. So the Gemara of Yon Yud Gimel Amid Aleph discusses this specifically a case of a woman who is feeding her child, a woman who's feeding a baby, and she's nursing her baby, and she herself is Tameh. And the Gemara says, Itiru l'magat v'meis l'honiges b'na u'b'notar, that if she feeds her baby, and the baby will not become Tameh. Why would the baby become Tameh? Because the halacha is that if a person is Tameh, so any liquid or any solid that a person comes into contact with will be metame tumas oichin, tumas mashkin. If a person is Tameh, he'll make the food or make the drink Tameh. And the halacha is that the Gemara over there discusses that if someone eats a certain amount of oichlin tmein, oichlin tmein, like the Mishnah says, oichlin tmein, v'shasa mashkin tmein, midrabbonon, he becomes tamei. So the question over here is that this is the Gemara understood, and the Gemara discusses this, but the Gemara says if we understand that the milk that the mother is nursing her baby with becomes tamei because the mother herself is tamei, that means that the baby is ingesting, the baby is eating oichlin tmeim or mashkin tmeim, more specifically it's considered mashkin tmeim. If it's considered mashkin tmeim, so why doesn't the baby become tamei? So the Gemara says that the reason why b'not tar, the reason why the baby is tar, the Gemara says because there's two sveikas. There's two levels over here that we're not sure what actually happened. Number one, we're not sure that the baby actually ate the entire shear. There's a certain shear that you have to eat in order for a person to become tamei. The baby eats very slowly. The baby nurses. The baby is not eating that much at one time. So it could be, even if the baby was eating for a number of minutes, it's still not, we're not 100% sure that he actually ate the entire shear. That's the first suffix. The yimtim tzaloymar, yimtim tzaloymar yonak. Even if you'll say that perhaps the baby actually ate the shear, still it's a suffix yonkoy bechilas pras, suffix yonkoy beyoyser mektechilas pras. There's still another suffix, and the other suffix is we're not sure, but true that they may have eaten the correct amount. But in order for a person to become tameh, you have to be mitzdarif, and you have to eat the entire shear within the time period that it's mitzdarif. What is the time period that this is mitzdarif in order to make the person tameh? The Gemara says the shear is kedei achilas pras. Says the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. What are we talking about over here? We're not talking about eating solid food. We're talking about eating liquids. We're talking about drinking. We're talking about shtia. If we're talking about shtia, so why does the Gemara say, first of all, the Ravid himself brings a Ravid in this Gemara, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says the shear is shtia is revius by liquids, and over here the Gemara says the shear is the achilas pras. But aside for that, even if we go according to the Ravid, we'll say that according to the Ravid, you have to, so that we understand the Gemara says the shear is the achilas pras. However, why is this different than drinking a hot drink? The derech is the baby didn't drink this chalav, drink this milk any differently than a regular person, than a regular baby eats under such situations. So then we should compare the baby that's nursing to somebody who's drinking a drink when the derech is, the way that you usually drink it is to drink it slowly. And still, in such a case, the Gemara says, no, it's more than kedichius pras, it's not mitzdarif. We don't say this svara, and since it's the derech to drink it this way, therefore it will be mitzdarif. So the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says he has a klar raya from this Gemara that the halacha is that it's not mitzdarif, and therefore if somebody drinks coffee, he will not be able to make a bracha achroino, because unless he drinks it, happens to drink it very hot, some achpaiskim say if he drinks it very hot, it's not the derech to drink it also. There's a Gemara in, the Gemara in Pesachim says that when you have a type of food that's usually eaten as a dip, the Gemara calls it kusach, the Gemara says it's the type of food that's usually eaten as a dip, even if somebody were to take a spoon and eat it straight, that's not considered a ma'is achilo, and will not be mitzdarif. Even, and if he eats it slowly, he dips his bread into it, he dips his crackers into it, he definitely will not eat it within the shirk te'achilis pras. The Gemara says there's no way for it to be mitzdarif. That means even if he eats it differently than the normal way, it's not mitzdarif, because it's bat l'dayt eitz kol adam. So therefore, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim says there is absolutely no way that a person will be able to make a bracha achroino on coffee or tea or hot drinks, where the derech is that to be eaten over a long period of time. Now there's a big discussion in the Paiskim, his contemporary Paiskim, that about this this halacha. It seems that it depend. It seems that there was a certain question in the Metzias, exactly how hot was the coffee when they used to drink it, and depending how hot it was, if it wasn't so hot, maybe it was possible to eat it during the Shirk Teachias Pras. And if that was the derech to eat it when it wasn't completely hot, when it wasn't piping hot, if it was somewhat lukewarm, so then there was the derech. A person would drink it at the Shirk Teachias Pras. So some place can feel that if that's the derech to drink it, so then Yutaka would be chayv. However, if we assume that Tayyim Kippur and the Metzias is taka accurate, that a person doesn't drink when he drinks it when it's hot, it takes longer than Kedei Chiyas Pras, he won't be able to make a bracha achroina. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel says, he disagrees with the Tayyim Kippurim, and he says that the raya from the Gemara is not a raya at all. He says, the Minchas Chinuch says, that the halacha is that when we say that the shir, when Meshach Kedei Chiyas Pras, it's not a set amount for everything in the world. And now we say that this is a set amount that you take a loaf of bread and you time someone and how long it takes him to eat half a loaf of bread, 3 eggs or 4 eggs, whatever the shear is, machlik or shayim. And now we know that it takes him exactly 3 minutes and 25 seconds, and that's the shirk teichias pras for every other food in the Torah. Minchas Chinuch says, no, that's not how it works. You have to be mishar. You have to measure every food according to the derech, the way that this food is eaten. If this food is a type of food that it takes longer to eat, so then, fashteitzach, it's obvious that the amount of time it takes to which you would eat a pras of this food, obviously is longer. If you have a type of food that you drink it very slowly, so if a person wanted to drink a pras worth, the word that the equivalent of half a loaf of bread out of this food, out of this drink, obviously it would take him longer. So the shirk de achilas pras on a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or some hot drink is not 3.5 minutes. The shirk achilas pras might be 25 minutes. So if he drinks a revius in that time period of 25 minutes, so then definitely he'll be able to make a bracha achroina and he'll be chayv to make a bracha achroina. I frek de minchas chinuch. I have a Gemara. The Gemara says that the kid is drinking the milk and he's nursing, and the Gemara says since it's more than Kedei Achilas Pras, so therefore it's not Mitztarif. Says the Minchas Chinuch that, you know, you're missing a fact. When we say the halacha is that you have the amount of time it takes to eat Kedei Achilas Pras, that you would have to sit there and measure. And according to Minchas Chinuch, each food you have to measure separately. If you're eating matzah, it might take longer to eat a pras worth of matzah. If you're eating bread, it'll take less time to eat a pras worth of bread. So the Minchas Chinuch says that's definitely true. That's what he holds, and it's true. However, not everybody eats at the same speed. Some people takes them longer to eat, and some people takes them a short amount of time to eat. So how would you measure? Which person will you use to measure whether this is what is this manik le'achilas pras? So the Minchas Chinuch says for that it's not subjective. We don't measure each person on his own. There we measure. We go with the Adam Beini. We take an average person. We take each food. Each food is subjective. We don't measure one from one food to another food. So when we're measuring coffee, when we're measuring a hot drink, we're going to measure the amount of time it takes to drink a pras worth of this drink. However, it's not every person for himself. We have to take, what's the average time? What's the time it takes an average person to drink this drink or to eat this food? The Gemara is not discussing an average person. The Gemara is talking about a baby. A baby is not an average person. Adam Beini means an average adult. How much time does it take for an average adult to drink a revius of milk? It doesn't take him that long. How much time does it take him to eat achilas pras of milk? It doesn't take him a very long time. It'll take him a very short time. So therefore, the amount of time kedei achilas pras, when it comes to chalav, which the Gemara is discussing, is not it's not longer than usual. So therefore, even though it happens to be that this kid, he's a baby and it takes him a long time to drink even a small amount, that's already past this manik kedei achilas pras. Masha'enkein, if we're talking about a drink of coffee, we're talking about a hot drink, then nobody drinks it quick. Maybe there's some people that drink it quick, but the average person, it takes them a long time for him to drink. The shear, according to him, that we measure according to Adam Beini will take a much longer time. If Adam Beini will take a much longer time, therefore the shear of the achilas pras is longer, and since the shear of the achilas pras is longer, therefore when he drinks a revius worth of this drink, it will be teich the achilas pras, and therefore he will be obligated to make a bracha achroina, at least according to the Ravid. Regarding the halacha lemaisa, this is machloikis for achronim. Regarding the halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Siman Reish Yud, Sif Katan Aleph. So he says that Yesh Machloikis Rabba Vein HaPoiskim, there's a major, very, very big Machloikis between the Poiskim, whether you make a Brocha Achroino, whether you don't make a Brocha Achroino. And he brings that Machsashak on the Chaya Odom and the Divri Chaim say that you're not supposed to make a Brocha. The Chein Hu Minig HaOilom, and he says the Minig HaOilom is not to make a Brocha. And then he says, the Anshei Maisa Noyegin, that Anshei Maisa, people who are especially, they were especially careful. So what they do is, when they're finished drinking, they have a big cup and they drink, but when they only have a revius left, then they stop and they wait for it to cool off. And that way you'll be yoytzel chuli alma. What he means to say is even the feed of Rambam. Everything we said now works according to the Rav, it doesn't work according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds he needs a shi'as revius in order for it to be mitztarif. According to the Rambam, the only way you'll be chayv in a brocha achroina is if you drink an entire revius ka'achas at once. So therefore he says, in order to be fulfilled, this shita, the best way he says is to leave over revius and then drink revius at once. And if you drink revius at once, then you will become chayv in order to, you will be chayv in brocha achroina according to all the days. But otherwise he says that not to make a brocha achroino. It's just interesting to point out that this eitzah that the Mishnah Berura says is not completely accepted by everybody else. It's actually brought down in the Birkei Yosef, in Arachayim Simen Reish Dalet of Katan Vav, and is brought down over there in Simen Reish Dalet in the Shari Tshuva. And the Shari Tshuva over there doesn't like this eitzah. The Shari Tshuva says that if it's not the derech to drink a revius of coffee at once when it's cooled off, when it's cool, so then right we have a problem of a bottle of diet eitz kolonim, because it's not the derech to drink. Once it's not the derech to drink, it doesn't help you. If it doesn't help you that you should be, that you'll be able to drink, you'll drink it and then for you'll be chayiv. We don't necessarily say that. Now, so therefore, you won't be able to make a bracha achroin in such a situation. However, although it's a good taina, and we have to know what's going to be the answer to this question, however, it seems the Mishnah Berura himself is not so worried. And even if he's, and it could be he holds, even if it is true, there's enough what to be mitzarev, you can mitzarev the shittas, because there are plenty of shittas, like the shittas of Minchas Chinuch and others who hold, that even if on what you drank until now, if it was mitzarev to a revius, you'll be able to make a bracha achroina. And therefore he holds that in this case where you drink a revius at once, even if it's not completely hot, and that way you will be able to make a bracha achroina l'chol ha'deis.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.